This is 89.3 WRKF HD in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. With just 10 days left in the legislative session, we're down to the nitty-gritty. Lawmakers are trying to figure out how to sew up the state budget. Associated Press Capitol correspondent Melinda DeLotte is here to talk about some of the maneuvering. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
One thing that happened in the past week was that the Revenue Estimating Committee essentially rebuffed the Jindal administration's wish to boost revenue forecasts by $54 million. Why is the Revenue Estimating Committee rejecting this rosy picture?
Well, the way the Revenue Estimating Conference works is it's a four-member conference. They need a unanimous vote in order to adopt any changes to the income forecast. And they look at forecasts from two economists and pick from those economists. And it's not usually based on recommendations from a consulting firm. And what the Jindal administration tried to do at the most recent REC meeting was say that we have this consulting firm that we've paid $5 million to look at ways to create quote-unquote efficiencies in state government. And they suggested some changes, some technological upgrades, and some other enhanced auditing efforts in the Department of Revenue. And they said, you know, if you do these things, we think that there can be conservatively another $54 million or so that's collected in taxes in the next year. Well, the LSU economist who is on the conference, Dr. Jim Richardson, said, you know, I'm sure that's great that you want to do some enhanced tax collection efforts, and I don't doubt that you're going to collect some money, but we have no basis to know how much you would collect and when you would collect it. And he said he didn't feel comfortable creating the state's operating budget based on an assumption. So that just got rejected pretty quickly.
Does this hold any wider implications for the vast set of ideas that Alvarez and Marsal, this consulting firm, is coming up with to find savings in the state budget?
Well, I mean, the rejection from the REC, it wasn't just Dr. Richardson who was critical of the use of the Alvarez and Marsal estimates. Also, the House Speaker, Chuck Cleckley, was not real keen on the idea. And legislators in general have shown a lot of reticence to believe some of the ideas coming down from the consulting firm that are being pushed by the Jindal administration are actually either going to save the state money or are wise ways to go about cutting the budget. The Senate Finance Committee, which has the budget right now, has spent a lot of time going through about $73 million in so-called efficiencies that the administration is proposing for next year as ways to save the state money. And senators have been very skeptical of those ideas, some of which involve, you know, closing locations of the Office of Motor Vehicles around the state. People have had issues with some of the ways that they would change hours on a ferry in Cameron Parish, which is the only way to travel from one side of the parish to the other. I mean, there have just been a lot of individual instances where when they get into the weeds of these ideas, legislators have raised concerns that they're either actual cuts to services as opposed to just ways to, you know, create efficiencies. And they question if the ideas are actually going to pan out into real savings. So the Alvarez and Marsal contract has been fairly controversial in the Capitol. And it has also, the ideas coming from it have not necessarily been greeted warmly in the legislature so far.
With regard to this consulting contract, it's not exactly a Hail Mary pass on the part of the administration, but it's definitely they're scraping for ideas for how to deal with the deficit of the state to bring together the revenue line and the spending line. Are there other ideas out there among lawmakers that are any better?
Part of the problem that the administration and the legislature are running into now is when you have a strong stance that you're not going to raise taxes and that you see reworking tax break programs as raising taxes. They're running out of funds to tap and trust funds to use. And so they are running out of ways to patch the budget easily and keep running state services at the level that people have come to expect. As far as ideas that are out there, I mean, Democrats point to Medicaid expansion, which in the long term would have cost for the state, but immediately could have some savings for the state for the next couple of budget years. And of course, that has been rejected, you know, three or four different ways in the legislature. So that's not going anywhere. And then there are a few other ideas floating around at this point of ways to patch holes and to keep state government operating.
So where does this leave us? Are we approaching a tipping point of some kind? I mean, next year will be a fiscal session again. There's been a little bit of chatter this session about bringing up a constitutional convention again, where the dedicated funds would be reconsidered. Where does this go from here?
Well, I can't imagine that next year, when it is an election year, when the governor may be indeed launching a presidential campaign, that you're going to see much sweeping change make it through the legislature in terms of how they approach the budget. I think a lot of legislators are talking about what happens next term when a new governor comes in and new legislators come in. And so it seems that perhaps next year they may be doing the same thing they're doing this year, which is trying to patch their way through the budget and come up with ways to avoid cuts. And, you know, everybody's watching the state's economy. We have a very low unemployment rate compared to the rest of the nation. And so a lot of legislators, and I believe the Jindal administration, are hopeful that the good economic position of this state will start to show up in its tax collections. And so that will help alleviate some of the budget problems.
Melinda Delotte is the AP's Capitol correspondent in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.